This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Simulator, and the first thing I see is who's paying for this, but it was 50 grand out of his own pocket. However, what more people are concerned about in the buzz in your backyard and mine is, please tell us we're not going to have a partial government shutdown again. I guess the president's going to look for what they're calling landmines before signing the border deal. So not so fast. Hey, hey, everybody. Kate Delaney's America Tonight. Joining us at the top, the queen from Talk Media News. That would be Ellen Ratner. Ellen, thanks as always, and happy Valentine's Day. We're almost there.
Well, happy Valentine's Day to you. I hope you're going to do something fun.
I am going to do something fun. So check this out. I came home. I was away really basically for a week in and out. I came home and the house was filled with balloons and 50 red roses. That's pretty good.
Wow. That's amazing.
It is amazing.
50. Wow.
50. 50 and a few petals, too. So luckily the dog.
Oh, my gosh.
Luckily the dog didn't eat them. So that was the good news there.
Kind of dog?
Oh, are you kidding? A teddy bear dog, a golden retriever, Mahalo.
Oh, my gosh. Send me a picture.
Yeah, I will. That's the name of the dog, Mahalo. And so, as you know, in Hawaiian, Mahalo means thank you. Are there going to be any thank yous for the signing of this border deal, or are some people going to be disappointed?
I don't think so. I think that you have a president that will sign anything right now to get us out of going into a full shutdown. However, he's being very cagey about it, and he's saying, well, you know, I want to see, make sure there's no poison pills in the legislation, et cetera. So we don't really know, but my guess is that he signs it and we just continue on.
Ooh, so while that's happening, and it's interesting, you sent me a link to this today, and I was looking at this about the Republicans taking this step on Wednesday toward a rule change that would allow the Senate to, what, speed up the votes for some of the presidential nominees?
Well, that's right. And so this is going to be interesting, of course, because they want to make sure that they get their nominations in there very quickly. However, nobody is going to go against President Trump at this point.
Yeah, I don't think anyone's going to go against Trump either on that. No question about it. And in the meantime, Bernie Sanders wants to get rid of the cap on Social Security taxes for high-income earners. What do you think of that? What will happen?
Well, you know, it's going to be interesting to see what happens on that front because basically, you know, there is a cap right now on anybody who takes Social Security after a certain amount, and I don't know what the dollar amount is now, but after a certain amount, you don't get charged. However, they just basically are saying, hey, look, it's time that we put more money into Social Security funds. Us old bats who are taking Social Security don't want to take it or shouldn't be taking it all, and therefore, well, it's not that we don't want to, it's that we shouldn't be taking it all, and therefore, why put a cap on it? That's what they're saying.
Yeah. I was going to ask you about this, and this happened a couple days ago, but how about the House Foreign Affairs Committee Chairman and Nancy Pelosi condemning the Congresswoman Omar's anti-Semitic comments? What did you make of that?
Well, you know, I think that she shouldn't have said the anti-Semitic thing, but I don't agree with President Trump that she ought to resign. And the president wants her to resign. You know, if you're elected by your constituents, you're not going to resign. Look what's going on in Virginia, speaking of resigning, with the governor, with the lieutenant governor. I mean, it's quite unbelievable. But people are elected by people, and they're not going to resign.
Yeah, I agree. Great point. They're elected by the people, so why would they resign? And, you know, I thought this was an interesting story, and you had something about this, of course, on your website. And people can always go to the website, too, talkmedianews.com. It's a great site. And you brought up, you had a story about Mark Kelly, a former astronaut who is announcing his Senate candidacy. I think he'd be a good candidate.
Well, he'd be a very good candidate. And, of course, this is in John McCain's old seat. Martha McSally was appointed to it, and she's an Air Force Academy graduate, but I know people from the Air Force Academy, and she was not terribly well-liked. So I think that Mark Kelly and her, it's going to be, he's got to do a primary, but he'll win the primary. I don't think there's any question about that. And then it'll be interesting to see if, what happens when they go up against each other. Remember, she lost in Arizona. And she lost to a Democrat. So I think that she might be a senator now, but she's got some problems.
Yeah, she does have some problems. You're absolutely right. And then we've got the, you know, the president talking about the China trade talks going really well ahead of the deadline and et cetera. But what's your take on what's happening in relationship to China and the U.S.?
Well, you know, it's interesting because I'm not a big China fan, and I see what they do in Africa, and if I had the nerve, which I don't, I'd write an article called "We Ought to Pay Bribes," because they pay bribes to everyone, and that's how they get things done. And, you know, they're taking our technology. They are really doing whatever they can to win at world domination. And my view is that no matter what we negotiate, if you play dirty, which I think they do, you're going to win, because we're not playing. We don't sink to their level, and we don't, and they're going to win.
Yeah. Well, you know, you say this all the time. It's so true. We live in interesting times, and we're watching all these Democrats who are coming out and declaring for, 2020. Who do you think has the best shot right now today? Is it Kamala Harris?
Well, I'm not a big Kamala Harris fan because I saw what she did when she was a prosecutor. And the person, of course, I like is not even in the race yet, and that's Sherrod Brown, the great state of Ohio. So I don't really know who's going to win. I do think that there's a good possibility that it's going to be a woman this time, and
yeah,
it's going to be interesting for sure. But, of course, what can I say? I like the guy from Ohio.
I like that. I like the guy from Ohio. You have an Ohio bias. You were born there. You grew up there. So.
Right.
I get it.
I do
right?
have an Ohio bias. What can I say?
Yeah. All right, Ellen Ratner, as always, thank you so much.
Thank you.
In the meantime, while we're kind of stuck on what we're talking about, what washes out of Washington, D.C., aha, get it? President Trump's former campaign manager, Paul Manafort, breached his plea agreement with special counsel Robert Mueller's office by lying to prosecutors intentionally, right? That's what a federal jewel. He was a jewel. A federal judge ruled on Wednesday. This isn't shocking news because we were waiting for the shoe to drop, but the ruling is another loss for a guy who once held a powerful place, and he faces years in prison for these two separate criminal cases, all stemming from this investigation. His chances of receiving a reduced sentence, not that great. Maybe a little bit for time served, but it's not looking good for him in any way. I mean, the judge basically found there was sufficient evidence to say that he broke his plea agreement by lying, three of five matters that they had singled out. So three out of five is not good in this case. Hang with us. We're flipping to the other side. Hope you got your Valentine a present, or at least a card. Still not too late.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercials. just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective. Homemakers, groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always priced less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. readytoeatbacon.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
It's time to start drinking Tahibo tea. Tahibo tea comes from the inner bark of the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. The Tahibo tree never gets sick, never gets infected, and never gets infested. As a result, it contains antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. Tahibo tea can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening condition due to infection, diabetes, or cancer. Every week, someone calls in with the story of another miraculous recovery. Order your Tahibo tea now for only $34.95 per pound plus shipping. 1 pound makes 300 servings, which is only 12 cents per cup. Call today 818-883-7222. Again, 818-883-7222, or buy online at drinksupertea.com. That's drinksupertea.com. All orders ship the same day. Call now 818-883-7222 or buy online at drinksupertea.com.
This song is still relevant. Tony Tennille, who was a guest on this show, was pretty forthright about her marriage to Daryl Dragon, who died not too long ago, and how popular they were in the 70s, you know, the Captain and Tennille. But Valentine's Day, that song gets played a ton still. There's a lot of love songs. That's like a whole day of that when you're roaming around. I guess even in Pandora, I'm sure that they've got a whole channel dedicated to that. Of course they do. But it is about, are you running out and you're grabbing candy? Are you grabbing flowers? What is it you're doing for Valentine's Day? And sometimes I think men, are not gifted well on Valentine's Day. It feels like it's more it's like a woman's holiday. I don't know why that is, because it should really go both ways if you have a significant other, but it just doesn't, I don't know, it doesn't feel that way to me, and it should. It should be, you know, equal. So I got flowers and candy and balloons, and that was unusual because he hasn't done that in a while. So it was really spectacular to come home and have that waiting for me. And then, of course, there'll be a steak dinner. We'll do something. In fact, I know there's one set up. So I started thinking, gosh, what do guys really want? Like the Nintendo Switch? if they're gamers. And that's not a cheap item, by the way, if you plunge into that. It's this awesome handheld device that I saw. It almost reminds me of the old Game Boys. But you plug it into the TV and then boom. And that would have to count for maybe a few presents. It's like almost $350, something like that. I'm going to say somewhere in that neighborhood. I think what men want always is juice, chargers. Whatever the new cool charger is, and I saw this charger has no wires, nothing. It's just bright lights. And there's a bunch of different types of those where it just lights up, you know, just charges that way, you put it against it. That is probably something that could be on the list, and that's not ridiculous. You can get that for pretty, pretty inexpensively. And there was a guy sitting next to me on the plane the other day, and he pulled out one of those old Swiss Army knives. And I was wondering, how did he even get this on the plane? But that's another story. But he had a Swiss Army knife, and you know, it has all those little gadgets on it. That's not like, it's functional, right? You got a screwdriver, you got scissors, you got a key ring. What guy doesn't want a Swiss Army pocket knife? And that'll run you like maybe $25. Something like that. And I don't know. Then the other thing is you could get them, golf balls if they play golf. You know, if they do that. You get indoor skydiving is another thing. Skydiving is pretty cool. That whole experience of feeling like you're jumping from a plane. You just go and you fly. And that would be a fun, I think that would be a fun Valentine's gift too. Just a few suggestions, helpful suggestions from Kate for any woman that's listening that has to go get a present, or, you know, even a guy, I don't know, that could certainly fit. Then Valentine's Day, what is so ironic about Valentine's Day to me, if you think about it, right? What is Valentine's Day? You know, how did it come about? It was named for Saint Valentine. And if you know anything about Saint Valentine. This is a guy who history was not kind in a sense to Saint Valentine, right? He's commemorated all over the place. But he was somebody that didn't have a good ending. Let's put it that way. He didn't have a good ending at all. He was a priest in the Roman Empire, and he was martyred, and he ended up being buried in this cemetery just north of Rome on February 14th. So that's how the day became the Feast of St. Valentine, or Valentine's Day, since 496 A.D. They had relics of St. Valentine, and they were hidden, and they were kept in the catacombs of St. Valentino in Rome. And there was this pilgrimage thing to go to the area where the relics were, and where there were other relics that were brought to other places. And in fact, when I was in Dublin, there's a church in Dublin where they have some of the St. Valentine relics too. And so some people, when they go to Dublin, go, besides the pubs, they go to this church and see other artifacts, but there's some artifacts of St. Valentine in there too. So, because I guess he was a martyr, and then that started the whole thing, the love thing. But it is interesting that he was somebody, he was imprisoned, he was tortured, and martyred. And they just, like, plopped his body into that cemetery I talked about. And then he was retrieved from that, and then he was returned home. So, I guess because of that, and how you become a saint, and what is it supposed to be, Valentine, that word, if you look at Valens, it means strong, powerful, and worthy. But still, he had a nasty, nasty end. I mean, beheaded. The whole thing. And now it's so wild because it symbolizes love and whatnot. Oh, well, I love tracing the origins of words and how these dates and days come to be big in our culture. And then when you look at Valentine's Day, you think of, I mentioned some of the gifts, but how much money is spent on Valentine's Day, if you were to take a guess, what kind of guess would you render for that? I'm going to say we don't even have to guess. We're not going to play the guessing game. I'm going to tell you how much it was. Somebody in the mailbag, because I went and checked some mail earlier in the day, and a couple people had stories about Valentine's Day. But according to Fortune magazine, and this can't be the official number, because how in the heck could you ever figure out the official number? They say 18.2 billion. And I really thought, is that a true number? It is a true number. That's a lot of dough, right? So 4 billion on jewelry, 2 billion on flowers, and then you break it down from there. I think that's pretty significant. The average consumer spending at least $136 and change. Well, but then you think of flowers, jewelry, chocolate, you know, that kind of thing. And especially then if you had a meal, I think it could actually be higher than that. Especially if it was a couple. If you're talking about a couple and then you added up what a couple spends. But, gosh, that number just seems so ridiculous. Love is expensive. $18.2 billion, that's an expensive day. You thought Christmas was expensive? You thought some other holidays were expensive? This one, pardon the pun, takes the cake. Wow. I guess there aren't cheap dates. And Valentine's Day now is becoming one of those things where you recognize not just the significant people that you may be attached to, partners, husbands, wives, whatever, but friends. Now they've started like this whole friends thing. And I thought, boy, are we going to have to get cards for everyone we know to tell them, because they'll feel left out if they don't get a Valentine? I'm just saying, maybe, because that's the next thing that's coming down the road. Hey, coming up on the show, you're going to love this. A conversation, speaking of love, with a woman named Lori Blitch. And she has written a book that is fascinating to me because it's about a kitten that she rescued. And you want to talk about love. I don't want to give away the whole story, but I can't imagine that you're in an office, you're in a hospital, you're in a workspace, wherever you are, and you can hear this faint meow, and then you're just trying to ignore it. Some people just try to ignore it and think, oh, it's a feral cat, or it's a cat in a neighborhood, or something's going on. But then what she actually finds out, which led to this book, is really going to blow your mind, especially if you're an animal lover. She's up next, Lori Blitch. Hang with us. Happy Valentine's Day, everybody.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump is still noncommittal over whether he'll sign a border security deal to avert a second government shutdown.
We'll be looking for landmines because you could have that, you know.
Despite claiming earlier this week that Democrats would shoulder the blame for another government shutdown, the president said another one might have to happen.
I don't want to see a shutdown.
He hinted that if he does sign the deal, he could still use his executive power to secure further funding for the wall. Paul Manafort, the president's former campaign manager, breached his plea agreement with the special counsel's office. A federal judge said Manafort lied to prosecutors about matters that are material to its Russia probe, including his communications with his former business partner, Konstantin Kalimnik, who prosecutors say had ties to the Russian intelligence. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Welcome to the show. Our next guest is in our virtual green room right now. Her name is Lori Blitch, and she has such an incredible background, and she's written a fabulous book that we're going to talk about, Sapphire, A Life That Almost Wasn't. Let that pique your interest. But first, let's talk about her background. Lori, thanks so much for jumping on the show with us, and you have such an interesting background in the certainly in the healthcare business and with some other things that you've done as well. So I wanted to start there. Let's talk about that.
Well, thank you for Kate for reaching out to me to be on your show. It's quite an honor. Well, I'm a business owner for the past 20 years. I own Magellan Christian Academies. It's in the Mesa Gilbert area in Phoenix, Arizona, and it's a school with about 180 students currently that I have, and staff about 20. My schools have won numerous awards. One particular award I'm proud of is the Declaration of Magellan Day in Jacksonville, Florida by the mayor. So I was, that was quite an honor to receive that. And I'm also a nurse educator for the, responsible for the education of multiple service lines at Banner Gateway Medical Center and Banner MD Anderson Cancer Center in Gilbert, Arizona. It's part of a large health care system called Banner Health, headquartered out of Phoenix, Arizona. We have about 28 hospitals or so, so it's a very large health system. One thing I really like about the Banner Health System is the education that we have here for our nurses and other employees that come aboard Banner. and all the years I've worked as a registered nurse and also as a naval officer, it's one of the best education systems that I've ever seen. And we have some quite dedicated nurse educators. So I'm very blessed to work around some forward-thinking leaders at Banner Health System. So it's quite a blessing to work here.
Yeah, and it's no surprise when you talk about this, obviously a giving person as being a registered nurse in your business and whatnot. And so now we go to the story in the book, Sapphire, A Life That Almost Wasn't. I mentioned it before. You can pick it up on Amazon. Tell us about Sapphire and what happened to this cat that you ended up adopting and you talk about in your book.
Yeah, well, the book, probably about a January, February timeframe. It was unseasonably cold in Jacksonville, Florida that year. We had quite a cold snap. And it was about 36 degrees, I believe. My janitor went out to empty the trash in a dumpster. And as he opened the lid, he heard this faint meowing coming from the dumpster. So he looked around the dumpster thinking that there was a larger cat that was around there, but he said it sounded like a kitten because it was so faint. So he couldn't find it, so he put the lid down, started to walk away, and looked down that he hadn't emptied all the trash. So he went back, opened the lid up, and he heard it again. So he emptied the trash, but he looked to his right and he saw a small, tiny box that had been intentionally taped. So he picked the box up, shook it gently, and he heard this meow from there. So he brought the box back into my school, and I happened to be working late with my school nurse. Her name was Nurse Sue, and we all sat down on the floor as we opened this box, and it had been taped multiple times. So we got it open, and these two tiny little kittens that had to have been born earlier in the day were in the box. They were shivering so hard. I ran into my laundry room in my school and took out small towels, heated them up in the microwave, put the caps on them. And then my school nurse took a couple of syringes. I heated up some warm milk and we fed these cats. These cats fell asleep, stopped shivering. So we all looked at each other, said, okay, who gets them? So I'll take them home. So I brought them home to my home and, little did I know that every 2 hours to every hour and a half, I was up feeding these cats and warming up towels to keep them warm. This went on for a couple of weeks. I took them to my vet the next day and he said that he believed they would make it. And, he told me they had to be fed actual formula milk specially made for kittens and that I had to keep them at a certain temperature. So I did that for several weeks. Then my school nurse would take them for several weeks. So she and I went back and forth for months with this, taking care of these cats. And then they got to the point where they needed to be spayed and neutered, which I had done, and I had all their immunizations. And one of my employees came to me, and she said, Ms. Blitch, I'd really love to have one of these cats. And I said, you have to promise to keep it for its life. You have to promise to keep it in your home. I don't want it running free because, you know, cats like to get out into the road and they get hit. And she said, that's fine. So she took that cat. Then nobody wanted Sapphire at that point. So Sapphire was home with me and I was in another room and I kept hearing her hitting walls and furniture. So I went in there, I picked her up and I took my fingers and I put them in front of her eyes and she would not blink. But then again, she didn't really have eyelids. So I took her to the vet and the vet said, you know what? I agree with you. I think she's blind. So I had to read up a lot on taking care of a blind cat and the things that I needed to do. But that has not been her limitation whatsoever. This cat is amazing. Nobody would adopt her because she's blind, so then I decided to keep her. She will absolutely find ledges in my home that I know she does not know are there. There is no way she could know that. And I had her out on the lanai one night, and there was a fly, and you could see her intently listening to this fly. She reaches out with her two front paws and captures this fly in her two front paws. I can move her food from one side of the house to the other side and she'll find it. So she is an amazing cat. Her life is amazing. And just to watch her every day. And you know what's interesting, Kate? I was read a quote a number of years ago, and this was kind of the encouragement for me to write this book, was by Mahatma Gandhi, where he said the greatness of a nation and its moral progress can be judged by the way its animals are treated. And it's so true. And nowadays, because kids are so bombarded with the devaluing of life, I wanted to put this book out there just so that children could understand that every life has value. That value may not have significance to someone else, but it certainly has value to someone. And Sapphire's life had value to me. So she's been an amazing cat, an absolutely amazing cat. I received great reviews on my book. I'm currently writing a sequel to her book, talking a little bit about the surgery that we had to do to her eyes because she didn't have eyelids. I take her to the vet, and the vet said, well, I'm not sure what to do about eyelids. I said, well, she's got to have something. She's got to close them. So I said, how about taking some tissue from her abdomen and let's create some eyelids. So that's what he did. So she has quasi-functioning eyelids, but at least they're functioning where she can close her eyes. So, like I said, her life has value, and she's been an amazing cat for me.
Wow.
Absolutely
wow.
Amazing.
What a story. And again, I want to tell everyone to go to Amazon, pick up the book, Sapphire, A Life That Almost Wasn't In It. And that's a perfect title for this because, as you mentioned, Lori, that you want children to know that all life has value and not to just abandon that. I think that's a beautiful sentiment. We have a couple of minutes left, and you nailed that equation of why get the book. But I would say it's not just for children, and I hope that this message spreads to even broader and beyond that. What do you hope the ultimate takeaway is besides that for people who read the book?
Well, other than just the value of life, that because something is blind or has a special needs, that its life also, they can have great value and they can also live a fulfilling life, much like Sapphire. Her blindness does not limit her whatsoever. She uses her other senses to overcome that blindness. So just because she's a special needs does not make her life any less valuable.
Ah, so well said, and I hope so many people listen to this and also understand the value of cats. You and I mentioned that. Sometimes I think cats, because there might be a little bit of a preference for dogs, get neglected, and obviously Sapphire is incredibly, incredibly special. Tell us more about Sapphire. How old is Sapphire?
She's 11 years old. I was a little concerned that she wasn't going to be a very large cat. She was going to be a very small cat, but actually she has turned around with proper nutrition and care. She is, I think she's about 11 pounds. I just had her at the vet a couple weeks ago for her updated shots, but I think she's 11 pounds now. And, she's a happy cat. She's a total indoor cat, obviously, because she's blind, but, she's the sweetest cat. I have another cat, Cashmere's his name, and he is also, I got him from the Humane Society, and he likes to beat up on her a little bit, but she holds her own.
Oh, I can just picture that. So once again, let's bring it back home. Sapphire, A Life That Almost Wasn't. You can get it on Amazon, and it's just a beautiful story. It'd be great for gift giving too, because in fact, that's exactly what I did. And you think about it, we're going through Valentine's Day, and then we run into Easter and other holidays, and it's just absolutely terrific. I love your story. Lori Blitch, thank you so much for joining us, and good luck in the future with all your endeavors.
Great. Well, thank you for having me on your show.
It's time to join the Tahibo Tea Club. Tahibo Tea comes from the inner bark of the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on.
The Tehebo tree never gets sick, never gets infected, and never gets infested. As a result, it contains antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. Tehebo tea can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening condition due to infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tehebo tea is available for only $34.95 per pound plus shipping. 1 pound makes 300 servings, which is only 12 cents per cup. Dial 818-883-7222 or buy online at drinksupertea.com. All orders ship immediately the same day. Call now 818-883-7222. That number again, 818-883-7222 or buy online at drinksupertea.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Time to
invade the man cave.
Oh yeah, it is time to invade the man cave. So what does that mean? A couple of things. If we were hanging out in the man cave, I would remind you, you can pick up a copy of my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, at Amazon.com, and it's, of course, filled with lessons from stellar athletes and rock stars in the world of business. But I also have a book called Invade the Man Cave, and it's sports shorts, things that you just are interesting, funny, clever about the world of sports, not some boring encyclopedia read that's being updated right now. So I'm working on the third edition of that book, so you'll be able to get that. So if I was sitting in the man cave with you, I'd say, what do you think? What should I include? The boring Super Bowl we just went through? And there will be an update about the boring Super Bowl that we went through, but it was number 6 for Tom Brady. So it is significant, because in the man cave, it's about numbers. Size does matter. And I'll tell you what, every time we're in the man cave, I'll tell you what, we're talking about this guy. Fear the Beard, because he's always racing up on history. So he extends his 30-point streak to 31 games. That's the second longest in NBA history. Can you guess who he's tied with? If you were thinking, go old school. WC, initials. Wilt Chamberlain. And it's amazing. But despite the fact that he had 42 points, the T-Wolves beat Houston, 121 to 111. But it still was a very, very big, big game for him. However, if you're keeping score when teams have your number, the Rockets are now 0-2 against Minnesota this season. But interestingly enough, normally 16-6 overall when he scores 40 or more. So we know that. He's a machine. And he is key to what happens with the Houston Rockets. And the Rockets are just, they want a taste of it so bad. They want to get back to the promised land because it's been a very, very long time. And, of course, it's part of that's the stranglehold that the Golden State Warriors have had on winning NBA championships. And then you could throw in the Cleveland Cavaliers, too, from the East if you wanted to. But the Rockets want to be in the thick of this. And if you were to look at the standings now, they're somewhere in the middle. They're about five, probably. They'd be fifth out of the gate in the West if everything were wrapped up now. But we're far, far, far from the end of the season. Golden State Warriors naturally on top in the West. What's interesting is the moves that the Nuggets have made because they're on the heels of the Warriors. And then you go all the way down after that with the Thunder and the Trailblazers and the Rockets. And the Trailblazers are definitely significant and definitely a part of the playoff picture. And if we look at other feats from the world of the NBA, it's good to take in an NBA game now and then, I think, if you're not a huge NBA fan, because it's exciting action. It's fast-paced. You go, you watch, and you see some of these fantastic feats in the second half, by the way. First half, to me, in the NBA is boring. Second half is, if it's going to even be close, that's when you start to see things formulate and percolate a little bit more. Unless you just flat out like some superstar dominating a game. And speaking of, you know, dominating games, there were a couple of those types of performances on a Wednesday night in the NBA. I mentioned the T-Wolves win, and you also had a couple of really super close games. Then you had a blowout, one huge blowout game. But the Nuggets and the Kings were scrappy. In the end, Denver, who was playing well, they pulled it out 120 to 118. So they pick up yet another win. They're almost at 40-18. So one game shy of doing that. And then you have the 76ers who thrashed the Knicks 126 to 111. I guess thrashed. Certainly wasn't as vast as it could be, the distance between those two teams. But certainly the standings it is, because the Sixers have 37 wins. Joel Embiid, the center for Philly, he had 26 points, 14 boards, and 3 assists. So double-double, baby, that's what that means. And this is on the road, but it's just down the road. If you go to the Garden, I mean, that's what you're looking at. How about three overtimes? Yeah, that's what it took for the Nets to close out the Cavaliers. And the Cavaliers, oh, man. If you're a Cavs fan, you're used to big-timing it, bragging, and going down to the arena, just being big man on campus. Now there's not a lot to talk about except for losing. Cavaliers only have 12 wins this season, but the Nets picked up their 30th win, but it did take three overtimes. So Cleveland played well in this one, 148-139, the final score. D'Angelo Russell with 36 points, 7 boards, and 8 assists. So the longest losing streak in Knicks history, because I mentioned the 76ers beating them, the longest losing streak in Knicks history is now 18 games with that loss to Philly. They had lost 17 consecutive games at Madison Square Garden. The fans there, just like Cavalier fans this year, not real happy. But the Knicks are terrible. And the Knicks have had nothing but problems, too. They haven't been competitive in a very, very long time. The NFL is now, let's face it, 24/7. And every single day of the week, there's something going on in the NFL that you could talk about coming up, whether it's the draft or what's happening in the off season or what's going on with Antonio Brown or what else is happening in the bad boy file and what's happening to some senior quarterbacks who look like they're going to be moving on? Because, you know, it's all that whole salary cap and maneuvering that. You have to have capologists that work for you, and they can figure out where they can stick players in to make it happen. But there is a big rumor that the Ravens are going to trade Joe Flacco to the Broncos, and it makes sense because they have their quarterback now. I mean, the future quarterback is Lamar Jackson. He's the quarterback. They're committing to him. And the Ravens want to save cap space. So Joe Flacco going to the Broncos could be kind of intriguing. Of course, a trade can't happen or be processed, if you will, until the new league year starts, and that doesn't happen until March 13th. So you got to wait exactly a month. You know, a month from now, that can happen. The Broncos have the 10th pick in this year's draft. We'd be talking about that. Do you think they're going to get a take? I mean, we'd go around the room. If we're just having pizza and we're talking about Joe Flacco and the value of Flacco, who is, he is like a roller coaster ride. You never know. One game he looks like a world beater, and the next game he looks terrible. So the Broncos have the 10th pick in the draft, and they need something to happen at quarterback. I mean, that carousel just keeps revolving there. It's in a tailspin. He may be the right answer. He might. I mean, the Baltimore's going to have to carry some of the dead, what they call the dead money on him. But there's other teams that are looking at him, and he's 34. He has no more guaranteed money on his contract. His contract carries base salaries of 18.5 for 2019, 20, 25 for 2020, 24 and change for 2021. So the new Broncos coach, Vic Fangio, was in Baltimore for Flacco's first two seasons. So he would certainly not have a mystery as to what he's getting in him. So the trade would mean that they're moving on the Broncos from Case Keenum. That completely makes sense. He tied for the second most interceptions in the league this past season with 15. Oh, he's terrible. Awful. And they got to have someone senior, even if they go for a younger quarterback in the draft or whatever. And it makes sense that he would probably be the right fit for them. And then when we're wrapping things up, we might talk a little bit about baseball, because now here we are into spring training, and it's fun to go to spring training. If you like baseball at all, that is a great thing to do, to go hang out at one of those Florida ballparks or in Arizona Grapefruit or Cactus League. I talk about it a lot in, I shouldn't say I talk about it a lot, but in my, when I'm talking about baseball, I talk about it in Invade the Man Cave, how much fun that is to do. And I spent a lot of time both in Arizona and in Florida. It's great for the kids, too, because you get up close to the players as you watch, you know, them kind of hit things around, watch some batting practice. We're going to leave you with a love song, and we love you for sticking with us here on My Show America Tonight with Kate Delaney.
Finding the right love, easy to do. I've been looking and looking and searching around.
It's time to start drinking Tahibo Tea. Tahibo Tea comes from the inner bark of the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. The Tahibo tree never gets sick, never gets infected, and never gets infested. As a result, it contains antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. Tahibo Tea can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening condition due to infection, diabetes, or cancer. Every week, someone calls in with a story of another miraculous recovery. Order your Tahibo Tea now for only $34.95 per pound plus shipping. 1 pound makes 300 servings, which is only 12 cents per cup. Call today, 818-883-7222. Again, 818-883-7222, or buy online at drinksupertea.com. That's drinksupertea.com. All orders ship the same day. Call now, 818-883-7222, or buy online at drinksupertea.com.